No, Laura isn't on right now. What kind of toast is that?
Crunchy.
What kind of toast?
White and black.
That's right.
Only milk.
Yeah, I'm going to just milk. No, what does Amy say?
Milk! Milk!
Amy's learning to talk, isn't she?
She learned to talk.
Good.
Amy? Did Amy know how to talk?
Well, she didn't know how to talk as well as some children know how to talk. She's you want me to pour your milk, Joe? She's learning how to talk better. Oh, I poured it. Maybe we'll meet our new neighbors today.
Who?
Did you?
How long does it take them to move in?
Oh, it's taken them a while. It takes a long time when you move till you really get the house cleaned and feel comfortable.
Then how come it took that long? All those people had to come to that house and help them move and.
He's at his new house.
He didn't.
Why? We didn't see his car when we drove by. That's fine. But that doesn't mean he isn't there. Maybe his car is parked in the garage, maybe. Maybe it is.
But they didn't have a garage in the
lake
at that house.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Say thank you, Masu.
You're welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I wonder what will happen in Ruthie's group and in Mrs. Alexander's group.
Well, we did lots of fun things.
Stocks went down 15.8.
Wow.
15.8.
We planted a garden.
What kind of flowers did you plant?
I don't know. Geraniums and I forgot.
Ooh. You gonna show us today?
I can show you. Who's gonna pick me up?
Probably Mommy, but maybe Mrs. Jordan.
Are you going to school?
Mm-hmm. I might.
Are you?
Probably.
Who's gonna pick me up?
If I go to school, I'm Mrs. Jordan.
Boy.
If you don't, you can be that.
Right.
Come on. Let's hear Laura.
You want to hear Laura? Later on we could hear Laura.
No. Let's just...
What?
Laura.
Why do you like to hear Laura?
Laura. Just one Laura.
Just one Laura?
Just one Laura time.
Okay.
Turn
it off. You know what, Laura? That makes all of our voices, not just Laura's voice. Joe's voice, Daddy's voice, Mommy's voice.
And my voice.
And your voice. It's not just for Laura. It's for the whole family.
This is for me.
Your toast is for you.
That's just for Joe.
I ate all my toast, so I haven't eaten.
He said, I'll go get my cheese
in half.
Go on.
I don't want the cheese.
No, I give it to Joe.
Oh.
Hey, Joe.
Here, Joe. Thank you.
Paper airplane goes, Daddy, this way or this way? This way or this way?
I'll take this one.
This way?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This way or this way will be no good? This
what?
Way or this way?
Which way will your airplane go?
No,
that way.
This way?
Yes.
That's not even a paper airplane. Look at mine.
Look, mine's landing.
Not yours is landing? Mm-hmm. So what's yours?
Mine's landing.
Uh-huh.
Mine's taking off too.
Oh.
Mine's
taking off. No question. Boy, you guys should know how to make napkins into paper airplanes. Real grammar school trick.
Happy like that.
Who taught you how to make a paper airplane?
I don't know.
Well, that's done your
airplane,
Daddy.
No. Yeah?
Yes.
To make a paper airplane?
Hey, you're not making it right.
Mommy.
Learn about making it right, Mom.
Mommy, help!
Me. Give it to me. I'll do it.
I don't know how to make a paper airplane. Joanna will make you one.
I'm
too. Boy, the weather has been just beautiful.
Laura, I'm changing. Look, I'll get her mine.
No!
Because she won't have to wait.
No, she wants the one out of the other.
Why?
This is on another napkin here.
There
you are.
Nothing.
Look at my hand, nothing like it.
That's your paper airplane. I can't make it again, sorry.
Can you do it?
Oh, Betty wants to finish his breakfast.
I can't make another napkin
airplane.
Oh,
this goes down.
What you doing, Laura? You want the piece of cheese back?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mommy, can I go get something else to eat?
Sure, if you're still hungry. Get an apple and a knife and I'll make you apple rings.
I
No, let's make some apple rings. That'd be good for everybody.
Is it lunch day for me?
Is it a lunch day? No.
For me?
Not for you. You have lunch at home with Mom.
Is Miss Jordan?
And Mrs. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Laura and Jack?
Jack will come.
I'm going to join the chair.
Hi, I'll come. So I sit in my chair.
And I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an apple. Please, get an apple. I got an apple.
Are you pretending to eat an apple, Rain? Does it taste good?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
Apple.
Apple? Really? Yeah. It's your favorite? Even more than strawberry?
Spaghetti and orange.
Oh, honey, no, not now. Please. What, you want the cheese? Well, but Laura, do you want a piece of Swiss cheese? Would you get me a little knife, please, Joanna? What's so funny?
There's so many food here.
A little knife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will you cut another
knife? Any knife will do it. It's clean enough on the cover. They must have put that dog in there.
What, curd?
Oh, no, was he barking last night? But you didn't scare him into silence. It was really quiet. This knife won't do. That better point. Huh?
Okay.
Put that one in the sink. It's dirty.
Just a piece of that. Not a whole piece.
Okay,
cheese!
Now see this package of cheese, girls? It costs a lot of money. So we're going to try not to let it get all yucky. So you get me something to wrap it up in.
Okay.
A bag or something. What are you trying to tell me, huh?
I'm rubbing my nose like it.
You're what?
Rubbing my nose.
Have no more
slacks.
Do we have paper?
Paper?
Here, I'm pulling you out a piece in a funny kind of way. It won't pull all the way out, so I have to break it in. Okay, Laura? And Joe.
I got this curl. Forgot my pen.
Swiss cheese has holes in it. Stay at your place if you're eating, Laura. Sit down if you're eating.
Who's
going to
tell me a secret?
You're going to tell me a secret.
God, I love you.
Thank you. That's a lovely secret.
I got to tell you a better secret.
No, you don't have to. Couldn't be a better secret than that. Thank you, that's a good secret too. I heard two good secrets.
But that's the better one.
No, they're both good.
Come on, Swiss cheese. I'm going to
I don't want any, thank you.
That's all I want. I don't want any more for you.
Like it?
No, let's not take more till we ate that.
I got my daddy a piece. He wanted a piece.
Oh.
Did you finish our coffee? Did you? Did you finish our coffee?
Back to the home coffee.
Did you? Did you finish our coffee? Let me see
I'm taking some more coffee in my cup.
I can't see the coffee.
You can, can't you?
See?
Sure you can.
Smear it up. Drink it.
Well, I'll drink it in a minute.
Hey, look how many pieces I got out of one. I got four pieces out of one.
Uh-huh. It's still the same amount of cheese. Did you know that?
We suggest a vote in favor of Proposition 1.
Really? Well, I'm voting against the law.
We freely admit that we may be wrong. There are aspects.
Drink it! I'm sitting down! I'm sitting down! Drink!
Good. Yeah.
I'm standing!
Nevertheless, the initiative is a serious attempt to bring more order and more concentration on priorities.
I'm standing on a chair.
The system that is now the fixed.
I'm standing on a chair.
Good, I'm listening to
the body. Sufficient to prevent economic catastrophes.
I'm sitting!
But I don't understand about it is that either you believe that you're going to pay for certain services or you're not. And if you're going to pay for them, you're going to pay for them.
Oh, mine broke at the very beginning.
You know, and the priorities will be set by the people who have the power to push through what they want.
Let me wash them up. Look what I make. Look, Mom, look.
See? You know, as we have seen, power is easily corrupted. We've had great examples of that all over the place lately. Of how priorities get set.
What if Mr. Ford became Mr. President?
Obviously, people are thinking about poor Nixon. I almost feel sorry for him. Here, this guy wanted to be the greatest president in the United States.
Just like Johnson.
Oh, he's much worse of a catastrophe than Johnson. You know, Johnson wasn't forced out of office.
What?
Hey, don't, Laura, don't. That's going to pour. It's going to spill.
On my nightie.
All over the place.
Robert Finch.
I have so crap on the shelf.
Robert Finch.
The ocean's coming out.
What's coming in? The ocean. Oh, you can hear the ocean in your shell. That's right.
Coming in.
Where'd you get that shell?
From Gluffy.
Glucky, such a nice lady.
She's an old lady.
Yes, she is old. But
she said she's 103.
Oh, really? Maybe she is.
We have peanuts in, but we don't have
cake.
Maybe she'll come.
She comes later in the morning.
I think I have to get up and get dressed here. We're going to be late.
Too.
Especially
if I want to vote before.
Give it back.
Are you going to vote early?
Give it back. I want to get it.
Keep me company.
But I'm going to do one thing. Because I thought, remember that plant up there, that red branch up there? I thought I would plant it in the ground and see if it would grow a tree.
Which little tree?
I'll show you. I'm going to go and get something
to get it. I need a ticky tock.
What happened at Glucky's?
I was scared of Mimi.
You were scared of Mimi? And what else happened?
You were scared of what?
She would eat my lunch up.
Who would eat your lunch up?
Mimi.
Why would Mimi eat Laura's lunch? Didn't she have one of her own?
No, she had lettuce. I'm going to put some in the ground and then see if it will grow a tree.
No, won't grow.
Won't.
It's not
a
lot, but it's pretty
good.
Look at the avocado seed you planted.
Really fantastic, Joe.
That tiny little seed.
We'll soon have to decide where we want to put it.
Out of one of these little things?
No.
Mom, I need like one cracker.
You want a cracker? Sure.
So, this little problem is every time I breathe out like that, my stomach starts.
I wonder why. Are you still hungry? That ain't your fault. Maybe you need a hello kiss. What do you think? What have you got there, Laura?
A timer. Timer what? A timer!
A timer.
I thought she said a diamond.
That's what I thought she said.
Well, you can pin it on me.
Oh, pin that on you?
Yeah, but it doesn't have a pin on it.
We'll fix it.
I know.
Or we could make it a necklace with a piece of yarn. And you have, let's see what you got. Oh, a happy face ring.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Did you have a good time with Mrs.
Claus? Look what I got. It's a Santa Claus.
They had turkey today.
Oh boy.
Turkey sandwich. And it's warmed up. And it's warmed up marinade.
Mmm.
What is any tipsy one? This is a big one. I'm going to pee all day.
Okay, you need to have your overalls on then.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We can collect leaves and shells and different kinds of leaves and shells and flowers and branches.
Nice time of plucking.
Did you go there in my cabin to buy my
cracker? Would you like help with your slack, Laura, with your overalls?
I don't like these kind of clothes. Like,
yeah, you sure did, right in my nose.
Mommy, not really like these kind of clothes. Maybe a little prettier, because these kind of clothes, like these overalls, were like booed out and rushed in the car. Because look, they're all...
Okay. They're all old, but we weren't going anywhere special today. So I didn't think you'd mind, because I wear my old clothes too at home sometimes.
These are material clothes that I like to get wet and things like that.
Okay.
And swimming.
Well, you have lots of other clothes. I just took them because they looked like they were pretty warm and it was pretty cold yesterday.
No, I got even some warmer ones. You just don't know.
Mm.
And I like.
Look at those babies.
Did I forget what?
My squirrel. Oh.
No, I didn't get your squirrel.
How's your, I brought it home.
No, Mommy. Hey, I'll put this in the
milk. How could Mommy? I picked you up.
I'll put this in the milk, okay?
No.
I put it in the milk. What, you put this in the water?
No. I said no. I guess you don't know what no means. What does no mean?
No.
What does no mean?
What are those animals?
So how come you're doing it?
Ducky
Sam.
Mm-hmm. It's
black one.
It's okay if you want to talk to me.
What? Laura.
Laura.
This
is Laura Shaw.
And I said Laura is going.
Turn the record on.
Okay, I'm turning it on. Okay, but then we have to have a conversation before I can turn Laura on. We have to talk to each other.
How's Sean?
We didn't went out today.
You didn't go outside to see Sean?
He came in
to see you?
Did he lick you?
Mommy, can I use this for one little thing?
No, I shouldn't have left it on the table. That was very bad of me.
Just for one little itsy thing.
What is it that you want to use it for? Laura, take the pin out of here. Well, you bring me, give me that magic white stuff and you bring me the picture and I'll erase it for you. Because that's chemical and I shouldn't have left it out. Would you give me that, Joanna? I did something stupid when I left it out. Joanna?
You know what no means, Jo?
Mm-mm. You want to see how it works? Nothing's in what?
In this pocket.
Did you put something in it?
Yeah.
What did you put in?
The injection.
Oh.
And I can't find it.
That's because it's on the table.
Well, I can give you an injection.
Oh,
it's very easy to do it. This is very easy. This do on your set, okay?
You're going to do it on what?
On your hand.
Gentle, please. I really don't like shots.
She was easy to do, okay?
Okay.
So?
What if I'm afraid?
She hurt.
No, you did a good job. But what if I was afraid of an injection? Or if I'm afraid to have my hair washed, what should we do about that? I'm a little afraid to...
Tommy, don't be afraid.
I'm a little afraid to have my hair washed. What should I do about that?
Do you have your injection thing?
I want it, Laura, to tell me what I should do, because I'm really worried.
I don't
want
to
play. Okay, look, Joanna, close that. That's a strong chemical. Close it. Okay. That's enough. Now close it. You used it. You know how it works. Did you hear me? I don't. It's a strong chemical. Close it. Glad you really listened so nicely to what I had to say. I'm sorry I left it here. I wasn't thinking.
Can I put the status box?
No, it has to dry.
Mommy,
mm-hmm.
Can I have that too?
No, I'm going to put it back on my desk where it belongs. Okay. It's my fault. It was a mistake to leave it out.
Can I put it away?
I'll put it away. I'll let you know. You want to help me? All right.
I'll do it with you. I'll do all of it with you.
Okay, put it on my desk.
You know where it goes?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Of course, she knows where everything on my desk is. Joanna, you have my marketing list there. For me?
Hey, Mommy,
where'd you put it?
Next to your tape line.
Thank you.
I put it next to your tape line.
Good.
Why don't you put this in my big green notebook?
That was your first notebook, and then the big green notebook I started the next for your second notebook. You already have two notebooks of painting.
Mommy. Is it dry yet?
I don't know.
Shopping.
What do you want to do?
This a paper?
Yeah, it's transparent.
What?
Yes, but you can see through it, so we say it's transparent. What should we do this afternoon? Good.
Mama.
What?
I need an injection. Where's your injection? Where is it? Oh, give me an injection. Right here.
Be very brave, Daddy.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Go be right out of your friend, okay?
Okay, I'm a little afraid.
Okay, but I'm right out, okay?
That'll protect me. Ouchie! Ouchie! It hurts! Still hurts. It needs some more help. What are you doing to it?
Rubbing.
Are you rubbing it? A little hug? It needs a hug.
Here.
Daddy, can you ask the Dr. Laura over there a question?
Yes, Dr. Laura. Could you tell me what you put in the injection? Some medicine?
No, I'm putting in some doctor medicine.
Some doctor medicine?
No. Play
the
measure with crackers.
What do you know?
No, with crackers.
Crackers in it.
Mommy, did you take
the
paper? Eat it?
What?
Did I eat the cracker? What's wrong here?
I'm making another picture to add into this.
Oh.
Come on, Mama. Come on, Laura.
But Laura, tell me something first. I really was...
Nothing. And that's Mr. Bear.
Yeah, you know what I would like Laura to tell me? I have a girl who's a very nice girl, and she's afraid of one thing.
What?
What is she afraid of?
She is afraid of having her hair washed. And the bottom of her hair, her scalp, got very, very dirty, and it really needs to get cleaned. Now, how could I help that girl get her hair washed?
Laura.
What? How would you help her get her hair washed?
Pour water.
Pour water?
Put on Laura.
Put on Laura. You like to hear Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, but could you tell me how we're going to help our friend? How are we going to help our friend get her hair washed?
I'll hold still and you do it.
You'll hold still and I'll do it? All right. Can you really do that?
Yeah.
Good.
What happened?
I
did it.
I think I have to put that timer button back on, Laura.
I did.
Good.
Almost stay on.
I hope so, too. Can you put it in the coffee pot, please, Jeff?
No.
Thank you. Who should we play?
Laura.
You like to hear your own voice?
Okay.